This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I get really stressed out every day before I do the show now. And this didn't used to happen. 20 years ago, I'm like, let me find enough cool stuff to cover. It's interesting. Now it's just like, what the hell? There are so many tapes today out of, we'll play them next segment, a few of them, of just a family has an American flag on their business, they get torched. A guy's got an American flag, they get beat up. Women getting beat up. And again, there's something about men beating up women. There's all this footage we'll show next segment of women getting beat up, man. By thugs. And it's so lawless, it's so dangerous, and a lot of it's racial attacks on whites, and the media just promotes it. Meanwhile, CNN got torched and blown up. That only got covered one day. They shut that down really fast, Savannah.
They did, and a lot of people, too, were just like, you know, this is so ironic, because this was the creation of CNN. They have stoked so much division and so much anger and fear into society, and that was the result of it. So it kind of
by the way,
could
you guys roll
around
that B-roll of CNN we showed where they're taking it over? That is so dramatic. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I mean, it's definitely, it's not, I wouldn't even say karma, but it's what they created, and it came back to bite them in the ass.
Yeah, exactly. It's not even karma. It's like Frankenstein makes the monster, and then it kills him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the ultimate irony is when Don Lemon is like, having huge diatribes on air about how everyone needs to like go to the streets, and then they do, and they end up burning down their own headquarters. So he basically invited them to burn.
It's like all the celebrities who are funding and letting all these people out of jail right now, all of these thugs who are looting and rioting. And then they're like, oh my gosh, like the looters made it to my gated community and they're burning down my house. I can't believe this is happening right now.
Oh yeah. In fact, Watson has that. You tweeted it too. And so did Cernovich. I meant to cover that today. There's a famous NBA player, I forget his name. But he's like, literally, go burn. And they're like, wait, you're at my house? What the hell?
Yeah, he's like, no, not here, not my house. Go to your own city and do this. And it's just so ironic. And again, like Chrissy Teigen, she donated to get these looters and rioters out of jail. So let's take the looters and rioters to Chrissy Teigen's house and see how she likes
to
be paying for.
I don't want to fill out the paperwork. Please don't come to my house, because let me tell you, you're coming to the guns at Navarone, man. I mean, you don't want to come there.
Definitely.
It's not going to go too well.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to kill a bunch of people, but if you come to hurt my family, you're dead. So, and see, that's what the left and the globalists want. They want to kick off this chain reaction.
Yeah. And I think, and it's funny, too, you know, that's another thing, too, about why it was so tragic that it was dealing with the homeless camp. It's like, yeah, I get it. It's across the street from the police station. You know, I do. I understand that. But it's also one of many other places that have police stations.
But let me interrupt you, but they finally put it up. There it is. Chris Martin. Palmer, burn that bleep down. Burn it all down. They just attacked our sister community down the street. It's a gated community, and they tried to climb the gates. They had to beat them back. They destroyed a Starbucks, and now in front of my building. Get these animals the F out of my neighborhood. Go back where you live. What do you think you're doing, Chris Palmer? Sorry, go ahead.
And you know what, Alex, I'm sorry to butt in, Zach, but I took footage of a store being looted on 6th Street. Apparently, this is a small business.
It's incredible footage.
It's a black-owned business. So a lot of people on Twitter were really upset. And I said, this is what you guys are supporting. This is the reality.
By the way, which tweet is that? Because that was from yesterday, and we'll get him to put it up. What tweet was that? What was the name of the tweet? We'll pull the video up.
The name of the business is Private Stock. I'm not sure what the tweet says, but, I mean, you guys will find it there.
The audio, all of it is just incredible, the looting you got.
Yeah, I was right there right when they started, and it was
so
sad.
It's the best looting I've seen. Yeah, there it is. Because they just pour in mass and then pour out.
Yeah.
They loot it in like 2 minutes.
Yeah. And this is that's the whole point, is the hypocrisy of it. It's like we're in a situation where you're rioting and you're protesting because of this injustice, yet it's the most hypocritical point of view. You're only going after homeless people, and you're only looting black-owned businesses. It's like
small-owned businesses.
And small-owned businesses. It's madness. And more than 50% of the people aren't even wearing their, you know, coronavirus-mandated masks.
Exactly. Anyone not wearing a mask is a demon, but now these are heroes.
Yeah, exactly. All smiles.
Look at this footage. By the way, the crew's doing an incredible job pulling this up as fast as we're moving here. All right, so when we come back, We've got a bunch to cover in the final segment with our guests. Then we've got another black-owned business they tried to rob last night, a gun shop. Central Texas Gun Works. We've got exclusive footage for you on that, which you're downloading right now. So stay with us. Memorial Day is here. It's one of the biggest sales of the year. Now, we were already running a huge sale, but we're having to end that one because a bunch of items are selling out. But all the items we have left in stock are still on record sale. And then five items that weren't on sale, we got back in stock, they're also massively discounted as well for the Memorial Day special. So here it is. Super Male Vitality, 40% off. Knockout, the Great Sleep Egg, 50% off. Brain Force Plus, hadn't been on sale for almost 6 months. It is 50% off. BioTrue Selenium, 60% off. Chill Force, it's incredible. 60% off. And you've got all these other items on sale as well until they sell out. So InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139 to get these items to take advantage of this mega sale Memorial Day. Again, thank you all for watching. We appreciate your support, your financial support, but it's also supporting you and your family with amazing products that are so good for you and your body. Again, thank you all for your support. We are all in this together. For TV viewers, you'll be able to see all this. For radio listeners, I'm going to narrate it. We've got 50, 60 clips. I mean, it's totally insane. Let's roll the jewelry store in Bellevue that ended up being broken into and looted. And then we'll go to the looting of CVS, calling for getting the Vicodins, carts set up with rocks, white suburbs, looting Belvedere Square. We've also got looters completely ransacked Square Mall. It just goes on. I mean, there's hundreds of these videos. Here it is. What's up with mattresses? Like, they're attacking to get the mattresses. They just burn the homeless guy's mattresses.
I got it.
Why 3974?
So, this is how you
battle
the establishment.
Oh, my God. My heart is going up.
And by the way, all these idiots pulling up their cars doing this, they're going to get indicted because it's all getting picked up on security camera.
You're going to have a lit-ass night tonight.
Never. I'm trying to break and get the f***ing coding.
So the white folks go out, the Antifa, and say, protest, get whitey, and then this is what it triggers.
Let me get out.
Civilization, and the globalists are hoping somebody starts shooting these people.
And that's the most frustrating part too, Alex, is as soon as one of these people gets shot, it's going to be turned into to making them the victim.
Mm-hmm.
It really is.
God damn.
Yes, none of this has to do with the man that was shot and killed, or the man that was run over, or the man that had a cop on his neck.
Do you want to put that back?
I think it's in that building.
And you've got the leftist, again, like the so-called white intellectuals, always leading it. These are literally university professors running all this. Yeah, here's footage of a cigar shop, people looting it, and then the guy shows up with his guns.
I love how she had to go through the window, and they just opened the door.
I don't even know what to make of 2020 anymore. Complete chaos.
Guns gone. They broke into a cigar shop.
You know, they tried to loot Target here in Austin yesterday, but the police shut it down real quick. Really quick. They didn't do that much damage.
Really?
Yep.
There's so much other footage here, but just both of you guys, where do you see all this going?
I mean, honestly, I see it getting worse if this continues like this. I mean, the next narrative probably will be that we're now going to be in phase two of coronavirus lockdown because everyone's going to say that these, which is so ironic because we've been going to rallies all this time and I still have yet to see a report of a coronavirus patient that came out of our, open Texas rallies that I've
been
in this entire time.
Exactly, but it's a permanent state of martial law. So
exactly.
They go out of Corona into race war, back into Corona.
Yeah, so I think
and then the economy shut down and everybody goes bankrupt.
It's a loop. And then, yeah, on top of it, it's like, yeah, we opened up stores. It was like Black Friday all over Austin, and they needed a new narrative to kind of keep things in check. So I feel like that's we're just leading to the next situation. Where
and again, it makes everybody further racially divide, which is exactly what the globalists want.
Exactly, Alex. And that's what this has all been about, is racial division. Because if you look up to what led up to this, we saw Ahmaud Arbery, Breonna Taylor, Jimmy Fallon got canceled for his SNL clip from the early 2000s for blackface. Then we saw the Central Park video. Then it was George Floyd. So it was just more and more and more racial division. And, you know, Alex, you ask where we're going to be going next or what happens now. What happens now is a lot of people are going to learn the hard way that when you attack someone in their vehicle, you get run over. A lot of people are going to learn the hard way that when you attack someone's home or a business owner who's a gun owner, you're going to get shot and you're going to get killed and you're not going to be the victim. And America is not going to defend you because this is not defendable behavior at all. So a lot of people are going to learn the hard way because they're so dumb that they're going to die because of their dumb actions.
Yeah.
That's where we're going next.
Yeah. And people need to pay close attention. They really do. Like, they need to pay it really, really close attention. This footage is always going to be cut up. There's so many versions of HD different.
Well, look how they blamed you.
Yeah.
You guys saying you had burned up a homeless
yeah.
man. We haven't even shown Savannah's full footage where they were the ones burning even more up.
Yeah. I mean, even with George Floyd, there was one of the protesters. They were trying to portray him as getting hit by a cop car. And if you watch the footage, they smash the cop car. They're riding on top of the cop car. The cop is freaked out. He drives away, and the guy falls off the cop car.
Zach, and you know, this is a perfect example, too, of what's going on right now with the whole us burning the mattress thing. This is a perfect example of social media and how quickly and how easily people are manipulated, and people just want to jump onto the next thing that is going to further cause division and war in America.
People
do not want us to be together. These people are not doing this because they want to come together for George Floyd. They're jumping on any story they can to further divide America because this is what they want. And this is political at this point, too.
And they've been taught, and they all go to community college, that a communist revolution is going to empower them. We'll move to North Korea. Now, let's hit this exclusive on Infowars.com that we broke towards the end of the first hour. Video, George Floyd tried to hide white powder during arrest. Let's go ahead and roll that video for TV viewers. He also fought inside the police car. We're not saying he deserved to die, but turns out he worked with both these police officers at the nightclub. Now it's both of them. It was all very, very, very incestuous. I don't mean they were having sex with kids, but they were all very close to each other. And boom, there is the white powder. He's reportedly, they said he died of a heart attack, not of asphyxiation. I'm not defending what the cop did. The guy says he can't breathe. But a lot of experts say he had a heart attack because he was panicking. And I get it, being put in handcuffs or cops sitting on your head will do that. I'm not defending it. But this, again, we're learning the rest of the story. They waited a long time to release this camera footage. This is on CBS, ABC, all of them, but none of them are pointing out what's on the raw video. That he's pulled it out of his back pocket, boom, on the ground, and the cops don't even pick up on that. They take him over, he fights in the car. We've got footage of that. I guess we can play in a moment, get that ready. Zach, what do you make of this?
Yeah, I mean, no matter what.
They're fighting, getting him in right here.
Yeah, he did not want to be arrested,
yeah.
For sure.
Well,
I think that's clear. And this footage is, I don't really know if this changes any more of the narrative, just because of the fact that, I mean, the cop obviously knew the guy. He obviously knew that this guy, the cop felt better than him, for sure. And obviously this guy might have been going through some things and was probably trying to avoid it, but at the end of the day, you know, they're going to want, it's because of the knee on the neck more than anything else.
I think, but the cops indicted. So this whole thing that
Exactly. Go
beat up a white lady outside her business because she's white, that two wrongs
that
don't make
sense.
A right.
None of that makes any sense.
It doesn't make white people, newsflash, want to be nice to black people on average. Yeah. It makes white people become racist.
Yeah. It makes me feel like, you know, what are you going after? What agenda is there by burning it all down? At the end of the day, it's like, people would say, oh,
and again, why'd they call the cops on him?
Yeah.
Because he was bombed out of his brain, passed the fake 20s. I'm sorry the guy's dead. But I know don't resist the police if I don't want to get hurt really bad. I mean, you know.
Well, this, yeah. That's what this comes down to, too, Alex, is people want to break the law, and then when the police come and try to arrest them, they resist, and then they get hurt. At the end of the day, if you do not resist arrest, you're not going to get killed, and that's a fact.
Well, exactly, and if the left takes over and organizes the police to come take our guns, I'll organize people and we'll fight. They're now the enemy, let's get organized, let's boom, you know? But I'm not, it's not the cop who I hate, though, it's the corruption giving them the illegal order.
Yeah.
But this was the illegal order. Somebody called on him, he was reportedly drunk, out of control, passing fake 20s, they fought to get him in, they put him down, they put their knee on him, a combination of drugs and that killed him, and now we've got riots all over the country.
Yeah, and the generalization of the fact that this man had prior history of being violent, the cop. He had prior history of having aggressive behavior with all sorts of different assailants. It wasn't just about one black man, and he worked with that guy. So they had a past relationship that they don't even address.
And we don't humanize all the other people.
Exactly. So they make it one blanket, every cop is bad, but this guy was clearly the one truly terrible.
He's been indicted.
Yes.
All right, guys. Well, thanks for clearing up that we didn't order you to go down there and burn down the homeless camp. It was Antifa because they're terrorists. Thank you so much. Great job.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from Natural Botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Texas, one of the main epicenters of the protesting and rioting and bizarreness going on. And I just tell it like I see it. The instigators are about 90% white, middle-aged men and women, university types, trying to foment stuff. And then the actual looting and stuff, it's about 50-50 different racial groups doing it. And there are white people being racially attacked. There's so many videos. I'm not trying to inflame people, but if you want to talk about racial attacks, I don't like seeing this guy die of George Floyd. Mm. It looks bad, but I don't like seeing white people get beat up either racially. It's very upsetting, but that's what the media knows they're doing. They're trying to create this flashpoint. But separate from that, I got a call from four different people in the last day. Now, with Cargill, I didn't get a call. I got sent a message by another friend saying, hey, you know, Cargill's, they tried to rob his place. I've had three other people I know that have had their garages, their houses robbed, and one person mugged downtown, and it was because of what color they were. So this is very, very dangerous. This is all Soros funded. We've covered it. But Michael Cargill owns Central Texas Gunworks. He's 12 years U.S. Army, patriot, studied criminal justice at Troy State University. He trained me with Mike and Still Carry. He's a good friend of mine. Everybody knows him. That's a routine listener. But then I learned from his Facebook this morning that they had tried to rob him. Now, another gun shop did get robbed. No one knows this yet. We're not going to say the name, but just know that's how bad it is that when the police are having to guard their own facilities and the National Guard surrounding the Capitol, crime is super high. And the media, well, the government's not going to tell you because they don't want the criminals to know they're winning. But this is a very dangerous destabilization of the country right now. Ahead of the election. So Michael Cargill and Owen Schroyer with us a little bit in the next hour. Then Gerald Celente takes over. Then Owen's back. But good to see you, Mr. Cargill.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Good to see you, Mr. Schroyer.
Corona shake.
Where do you want to start? With what happened to your facility down the road or with the big picture?
Alex, this is just crazy. We're really in some crazy times. You know, these guys, they actually, six of them spent, you know, a few minutes just trying to break into to the store. They shot up the store. They actually fired rounds inside the metal door. They broke the glass. They fired three shots. One hit the ground. One hit the ceiling. They tried to shoot up the lock and everything. And just
so the headline should be Texas gun store shot up by thugs.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, show that footage in slow motion if we can. Keep going.
Yeah, and so they made an attempt. They tried to ram the door. They tried everything possible to get inside the shop, and we missed them by 30 seconds. Another 30 seconds, and we would have had them. So luckily, you know, I think God was looking out for them.
In fact, I should have just come in live saying, our good buddy Cargill's office just got shot up and rammed by thugs.
Right.
And so you almost showed up.
Yeah, we almost got there. Got there in 30 seconds, and we almost had them. And it was not just us. You know, quite a few gun stores in Austin area were actually hit last night. We were lucky. We were able to stop them. They didn't get anything. They didn't get inside the store at all. Our countermeasures actually worked, so I'm grateful for that. But then some other gun stores weren't as lucky as we were. Some guns, you know, some places lost quite a few dozens of guns. Quite a few dozens.
And they shot into your building.
Oh, yeah, they shot into the building. So I'm glad my employees were not inside at the time, you know, because, you know, one of my employees could have gotten shot.
This is getting insane. I mean, have you gotten calls from friends and family about the crime increasing?
Yes, and it's increasing all over the country. And just like you said, Alex, what it is you have National Guard, you have police. They're concentrating on you know, their buildings, you know, state buildings and stuff like that, their infrastructure. They're not worried about, you know, private businesses. So we have to.
And it goes back to the law. It's up to us.
Yes.
Explain that to people.
It is up to us to make sure that we take care of ourselves. You're going to have to take care of yourself. You have to take care of your family. It's going to be up to you. And so, you know, you got to arm yourself. You know, this is for real here. This is it. This is what we trained for. This is what we've been talking about, you know, from day one, 20 years ago. This is what we're getting ready for, because it is upon us right now. Police are not going to come and save you. You're going to have to come and save yourself.
By the way, I've never slept with a rifle out. I do it now. Because it's on.
Absolutely.
But we'll keep going. And we'll
get on. It's madness, you know, with the protests around the country. I just don't understand, Alex. I don't understand, you know, why.
They indicted the cop.
Yes.
Within days. So if he did something wrong, I mean, he's indicted.
So let's let everything, you know, work out.
Were you expecting, though, to have your shop robbed?
We were prepared. We were actually watching the place that night. They caught us just as someone taking a break, and they just got lucky.
Lucky for them.
It was lucky for them, because another 30 seconds would have happened. Someone taking a break, and they came back. We saw them before the alarm went off. And then we started rolling in that direction. And if it wasn't for that, we would have caught them in a few more, you know, just a few seconds.
Well, don't these dumbasses know how dangerous it is to hit a gun shop?
Very. Because we have countermeasures. We're prepared. We're prepared to respond. I'm prepared to respond because I don't know how long it's going to take law enforcement to get there. And so it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when it's going to happen.
And notice you are in a much better position today than some of the other gun stores out there, because you took those precautions.
That's right. And you have to. You have to lock your stuff up. You have to, you know, put it behind.
I know you can't get into it and give it away, but a major gun store got robbed last night.
That's right.
So what, they got away with, you were saying, 40 guns.
About 40 guns.
Well, what were you told?
And so about 40 guns are out there on the streets. And not only just one gun store, you know, multiple gun stores were actually hit. Federal firearms license dealers. So the ATF is on it. You know, they're looking for these guys. And it was the same group.
I saw guys chasing my house 2 days ago.
Yeah.
No, the left has they've activated their local terror cells in all.
They're launching everything.
100%. All activities that they've been coordinating. And you know, the scary thing about this, Alex, you know, I was sitting here with you, what was this, 48 hours ago, and it was me and Tim, and we said, hey, you know, the cops don't make hundreds of arrests within the next 6 hours, there's going to be looting and rioting in this town. Sadly, that was easy to predict, and it ended up happening. And so, for us to be,
because the mayor's endorsing this.
Yes.
People are getting, they're starting to realize how personal this is getting, though, with people showing up at their houses, showing up at their businesses. This isn't just showing up at some bank.
Oh, they're going to Cassandra Fairbanks' house. Yeah. They're going to everybody's.
And so I want people to understand, this is why John Brennan needed to have his security clearance removed 2 years ago. He has continued to use
logistical
databases that he gets access to, that he can give access to locate and track your address, your phone number. They've got us all on maps. They really do. Now,
and they hand feed that down to these people.
Now, it's a lot easier to go into a, you know, boutique or some store that doesn't have armed security, or there's nobody there that can even defend it. It's a lot easier to do that than, say, show up at somebody's house where they know they're going to be met with a firearm. So I don't know if it'll ever get to that point, but that's the next level. But here's, Alex, you were talking about this too. What are they going to do next? You know, it's so easy. These people are so easy to predict now, Alex. I don't know how we didn't see this coming.
They're going to attack the
power grid. If you're the mainstream news, how do you come out of a fake pandemic?
Mm.
How do you come out of a pandemic that you just faked? Well, that's easy. Race riots. Mm. Race war.
And so what do they come out of this with?
Mass shooting.
100%
bona fide, guaranteed.
No, you're right. A mass shooting, a white supremacist.
Now, the good news is.
Oh, yeah.
The good news is, because the schools and everything are out of session, right, and sports leagues, they don't really have anywhere to get away with it. So that's going to be interesting, is what venue are they going to choose to have a mass shooting and then blame whoever they want? Because this stuff will boil over probably within a month, I would guess. It's going to boil over, or it's going to become an all-out civil war. I don't think we're there yet. So they're going to have.
Well, I've never had this many calls about people getting robbed. I mean, it's bad. I mean,
well, you can't. I'm sure Michael can tell us in the next segment. I mean, you can't even buy guns or ammo anymore. It's tough.
It's hard. You
we're living in a
insanely dangerous times. And I told folks going back 3 months ago, I'm not buying storable food because I'm worried about the COVID-19 virus. I'm worried about the food shortages and the economic collapse. And now it's admitted that a chain reaction has begun that's already caused food shortages and the collapse of farms and ranches across the United States. And it's even worse in the third world. So I hope Trump, with his initiatives, can clean this up and fix it. But with the election fraud and the COVID-19, all the wars and the third world collapsing and everything else that's going on, now is the time to get storable foods because they'll last for 25 years. They're in easily totable bags. It's high-quality food, and it's good to have that box checked off to be ready. And it funds the InfoWars. So we have storable food available again. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Whatever you do, get prepared and get ready because the globalists want you dependent on them. They do not want you to be self-sufficient. Get your storable food at InfoWarsStore.com right now while you still can.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, a heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars, built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Sweet dreams are made. By the way, folks, people have noticed in the last 26 years I've been on air that I don't just get up here and say alarmist stuff for no reason. This is communist China and corrupt multinational corporations that believe they can overthrow the U.S. government. Our government's got problems. I've been anti-corrupt police. I'm the guy that's against violating posse comitatus and our rights. I'm not against cops. Being anti-police state means you're against unconstitutional things that are dangerous. And so, of course, now that we've got Trump and we're trying to turn the country back on, we're trying to kick out the foreign powers, of course I'm for law enforcement, as long as they're in their constitutional role, because they are duly sworn to protect and defend us. But at the end of the day, it's our job to protect ourselves. They're just there to respond after the crime's committed. If they have a chance to stop the crime, they're duly supposed to do something, just like we are under common law. And so Michael Cargill really lays this out well in the interviews he does with us. But I said, where do you want to go next with this? And he had a point we'll get to in a second. But, Owen, I want listeners to understand we're not in a normal season here. And America's got its problems all day long. But, man, the Chi-Coms are the most evil people on the planet. What they've done to their own people, what they've done to the Uyghurs, all the things. People need to just, they need to get the facts that this is a globalist takeover, and Trump is arresting the Chinese spies. Trump is going after them. This country's fighting for its life right now.
Yeah, Alex, I think the problem is the corruption that we're dealing with is so complex, and this world is so complex, and it's so well disguised, and it can morph in an instant, and we're so enslaved to the television media, they can...
Yeah, we're smart, and we can barely get it.
Yeah, it's like, and they can do a three-card Monty on us at any given time. And so... the biggest problem I think that Americans are having is we can't even be honest with ourselves. And if you can't even be honest with yourself about what's going on in this country right now, then how are you going to face the larger issue of China stealing the prosperity of United States inner cities and politicians and business owners selling out that potential prosperity for Americans
by design
to other countries
to make us control?
So if they can't, how are they going to possibly grasp that reality if they can't sit here and look at this and say, okay, yeah, Antifa has been a terror cell in the United States for 4 years. Yeah, you know what? There's a lot of black racists out here beating white people. Hey, there's police officers that are clearly out here not doing a very good job. And you know what? This is some bad incidents we've had with police. Maybe there's a way we can fix this. Guess what? These are all issues, and maybe we could deal with all of them, but we're not even honest about any of them. We can't even sit here and face them, Alex. Why are police constantly in our businesses? Why do the police always pull people over? Why do black people feel like they're targeted by the police? What is really at the stake of that? Is it the war on drugs? Is it that there's more crime in inner cities where there's impoverished people? We all know this.
But it's the left trying to go out and stir this up. I agree. So let me ask you again, what's coming next? I agree. A mass shooting.
Yeah,
either staged or wound up, and I think attacks on infrastructure. Cargill, what do you think is coming next?
It's election time, so you know all the cards are on the table. They're trying anything they possibly.
All bets are off.
That's right. So you have we throw coronavirus at us, and we're all in a flux right now. So it's like now, you know what's going to happen? What we should do is, hey, let's let's cause some type of a disruption or something like that. You have law enforcement or military on our streets right now that are overstepping their bounds. Our soldiers, they spent time in Iraq and Afghanistan, done things that that no one wants to know about. And now here we are. We have the same soldiers right here on our streets right now doing the exact same thing. There's a video of them, man, rolling down the
street. Yeah, let's roll with audio. Roll it right now from the beginning.
Yeah,
get it rolling. Get in your house now. Let's go.
Light them up.
Go inside now.
Get in the house.
But let's watch that from the start. Here it is.
Oh, there's more. Look at this. They just keep coming.
Oh, go inside!
Get inside!
Get inside! Get inside!
Get your house down! Let's go! Light them up!
Go inside now!
Get
in the house!
So again, the left knowingly has conjured this to hope things get out of bounds to trigger a real revolt. What are you saying?
What country are we in where this is the United States of America. We have a constitution here. You don't have the authority to tell a family or anyone to get inside their house. They're on their property. You don't have that authority.
But COVID created that idea.
Yes, and now we're talking about, you know what, they're going to come out next and they're going to say, hey, we need, the police need more. They need more equipment. They need more tactical equipment. You know, they need bigger equipment, tanks and stuff like that. That's what's going to come next. And then they're going to come with some type
of... So the left knows what they've done.
Oh, yeah, they know exactly what's...
Well, that's the argument. You say, oh, designate Antifa as a terrorist. But what the left gets control, they'll designate gun owners as a terrorist. My issue is use the racketeering laws against them.
And by the way, Antifa will just morph into the next alphabet soup, front Soros group. You know, whether
God, they're scum.
They'll just morph into the next, you know.
No, I agree. So how do we thread the needle, Cargill?
Man, I don't know. We're just going to have to. We need to train ourselves and get ready for this. You need to make sure you have...
That's the bottom line, is that if the citizens are armed, the criminals won't be able to break down society and bring in martial law.
That is absolutely correct. You know, you got to get all the things that you need to protect yourself and also your family. Get your firearms, get some ammunition, and make sure that you're training, you're proficient in all that.
Listen, I'm a pretty confident guy, and you trained me from I could still carry years ago, but I'm not the type of guy that normally carries a gun. I'm carrying one, though. Because you can just tell it's go time.
It is. And you should be. You have to. In the time that we are right now, where you have people that are, you know, just showing up at your home, you know, unannounced. I mean, that is just crazy. You know, I shouldn't have to sit there and watch my cameras. I shouldn't have to do this. But that's where we are today. That's just what's happening right now.
Yeah, I carry this right here that I got from Central Texas Gunworks all the time.
That's right. That's right.
And now's the time to talk to your neighbors, isn't it?
Yes. You need to know your neighbors. I've trained all my neighbors. Years ago.
Yeah, talk about that. Years you talked about that on air.
Yeah, years ago, I brought them into my house. We sat down. We talked about, you know, security plans, talked about what happens inside the home if someone was to break into your house, talked about your alarm system, monitoring things upstairs on the second floor and all that stuff.
And that's normal. People think of that as weird.
It is not.
No. We spend time about insurance, about the yard, about the car, about grandma. How about security?
Yeah, absolutely. Make sure you use your alarm system. Make sure you have cameras. Use those cameras. And what are you going to do if something happens in the middle of the night? You know, you need to see what's going on. You don't want to run outside your door to investigate. What you need to do is have a little safe room, a little area where everyone's to meet. You don't want to accidentally shoot one of your loved ones.
Right in my closet by my bedroom. I've got cameras right there around the house. I've got instant access pistol safe. I can just look at what's going on.
Right. Because you don't know how many people are involved in all this stuff. It happened with my parents with 3 or 4 people.
Yeah, tell that story.
Three or four people actually tried to do a home invasion of my parents' house. My parents had to secure themselves in the bedroom. They actually got a ladder, climbed onto the second floor of my parents' house while they were sleeping at 4 o'clock in the morning, and they crawled through the master bathroom window because that was the only window that was open at 4 o'clock in the morning. And so my dad actually woke up, heard the noise, saw the light, went into the bathroom, shot this guy right in the face, stopped him. He fell right outside the door and died right outside on the ledge there.
And people just don't get how dangerous it is until it happens to them.
Very dangerous. And my parents never thought in a million years that someone would actually try to climb on the second floor of their home, a house they lived in for over 20 years.
But your dad was like the guard dog. He was.
Yes. And you don't expect that. You don't think that. You wake up in the middle of the night. When you fire a gun, that flash is going to blind you. It's going to take you a couple seconds to get your bearings. The ringing, your ears are going to ring. When you go out to the gun range, you have eye protection, ear protection on. We don't have that stuff in the middle of the night when someone tries to break into your home. There's no eye protection. There's no ear protection. There's no instructor saying, you know, ready on the left, ready on the right. Would you like a cup of water? You know, it happens at 4 o'clock in the morning. It's pitch dark. Got to keep your eyes on the prize.
Man, I see the video of these thugs attacking people, and they're so like the case in Arizona with the famous truck racer guy, I forget his name, where they just run up on him and his girlfriend with guns saying, we're going to get you. Like, what do they expect? These people are crazy.
Yes.
Like, I mean, I don't want to rob anybody, but I wouldn't just randomly run up on people in parking lots.
No.
Like, where does this come from?
And be prepared to use it. Don't threaten someone that you're going to use.
No, pull the trigger.
Pull the trigger. You have no choice but to stop them. If they're committing aggravated kidnapping, murder, sexual assault, aggravated sexual assault, robbery, aggravated robbery, then you use force or deadly force and you stop.
Explain, aggravated robbery means they've got a gun saying, give me your money.
That's right. They're either causing injury to you or they're using a weapon. Absolutely.
And Antifa says, you try to exercise free speech, we're going to kill you. That's terrorism.
That is the exact definition of terrorism.
Remember they did that to me in a park 4 years ago, Alex? Remember
in fact, I'm not mad at the crew. You guys are great. There's too many videos. Can you find Owen Schroyer? Antifa threatens Owen Schroyer at Austin Park. They have guns. They say, you're not going in here, boy. We'll be right back with that. And, of course, Michael Cargill, straight ahead, CentralTexasGunworks.com.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. crisis. Check availability at MySolarBackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to MySolarBackup.com. That's MySolarBackup.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Infowars.com, and I was watching the videos during the break. The Alamo's under attack, and you got a bunch of leftists trying to burn it down. I mean, because, oh, it founded Texas. Because the headline is Armed Texans Defend Alamo Monument Amid Civil Unrest. You scroll down, it's Alamo under attack. Our headlines aren't even strong enough, folks. Yeah, keep scrolling down for what's going on. The brainwashing of the left, believing anything that's America or Texas is bad, then why is everybody trying to get in here if it's so incredibly bad? This thing is breaking down very, very quickly. Okay. Owen Schroyer, Michael Cargill. We got a lot of stuff to cover here. Mr. Cargill, your place last night got attacked. We should roll that footage again, surveillance footage. I know National News is calling you asking for it. I appreciate you coming here exclusively first. They're shooting up your business. And you were pointing out, this is just criminals knowing that, you were saying during the break, repeat what you were saying.
Yeah, so what you have is, you have the riots going on downtown, and so these criminals know that police are tied up. Their hands are tied, they're busy dealing with all the rioters, so they're not able to move away from that area, so they know that, hey, they're busy, so that's their time to go
in.
And
this is a guy shooting your front door. How many times?
Yeah, so he fired three shots at the front door. Tried to break in, tried to shoot the lock. He tried to shoot the bottom of the door. You know, we had rounds go through, hit the floor. Rounds hit the ceiling. Yeah, these guys, and they had bags. They were thinking they were, you know, getting ready to go in and just grab a bunch of guns and run out. But no, we have the place is secured. You know, we have good countermeasures, and everything worked. Everything worked like
this. But other gun shops got hit last night. So what happens once the criminals get the guns?
Now you have guns on the street. You have at least about three dozen guns are on our Austin streets right now in Texas. And we don't know what's going to happen with those guns.
In the hands of criminals. No laws will stop that.
Without getting into the shop, others were admittedly robbed, the one you know about. How did they get in? How did they get them? The police didn't respond. Do you know any of those else?
With law enforcement being busy, you know, they can't cover everywhere. They can't respond as quickly as possible. And in that area, you had a lot of different places that were hit last night. And so police just couldn't get there in enough time. And so now we have three dozen guns or more out in the streets. And now you have protests. We have stolen guns. This is going to be a good night tonight in Austin, Texas.
How long, Michael, do you think this is going to keep going crazy?
This is going to keep going until we have our mayor, your local city government's got to, you know, let the police do what they're, you know, they need to do when it comes to these rioters.
And by the way, that same mayor tried to close you a month ago.
Yes. Tried to shut us down because he tried to have code enforcement, law enforcement, and also the fire marshal come down and shut us down and tell us that we were not an essential.
And you told him no, and then the governor came out and signed an order saying you were right.
That's right.
Cargill, you're always at the center of everything. I am too, but how are we doing? What's going on? And so is Owen. What's going on with us here? Like the Three Musketeers or something?
We're just,
no, but how are we always at the center of everything?
Just men that take action. It's really not even that dynamic. It's just men that want to take action. Men that care about the future of this country.
No, it's simple. We're being overrun. All we're doing is saying no.
That's right.
Yeah,
we're alpha dogs and we're leaders of the pack. And we're not, you know, we're not followers. And we're making sure that, hey, we're going to stand up and say, this is enough. Enough is enough. And this is what we're going to do to stop it.
You know, Alex, and speaking of law enforcement, I want to point out the fact that, by the way, the New York police are pissed today because they found out and they were wondering why. And I said this the other day, and I kind of stand by this, to be honest, because I don't know what other option the police have at this point. Police did not sign up to be a punching bag for rioters. And that's what they're being asked to do right now. They're not being,
they're being asked to kneel.
And so I'm dead serious.
I wouldn't want black people or anybody brown kneeling before me because of the color they are. Since when does this, this is insane.
I mean, I don't think cops should turn their badge in because they're bad people. I think cops should turn their badge in because they are not punching bags. They're being told to sit out here and take these rioters, take the bricks at their head, take the projectiles, take the fireworks, and have soft action. And now they find out this is going to tick them all off, Alex. I'm telling you. Keith Ellison's son, a member of Antifa. Ilhan Omar's daughter, supporting Antifa.
Former governor of Minnesota. The mayor of New York's daughter arrested.
All the Democrat local politicians' kids are in with the rioters. And now you know why they're telling police to go lightly. Because their children are rioting with the mob. And so, believe me, police are going to be pissed off about this. And again, hey, I'm against police brutality. I want to end the war on drugs.
You don't even promote. We all know that, Owen. This is a communist takeover.
But let's go on to the next level of this, Alex, because I think there'll be a mass shooting or something. These are the craziest times ever. There'll be a mass shooting.
Oh, no, everything's accelerating.
They just faked the pandemic. We'll get back to that in a minute. But so there'll be a mass shooting or something, and we'll detract from the riots, and that'll all calm down. But then, in about 2 or 3 months, the officer, I forget his name, Chauvinar or whatever, he's probably going to get acquitted for this murder.
Yes.
Because it's going to come out that Floyd was severely intoxicated and died of a heart attack, not asphyxiation. And I guarantee you the cops are sitting on police footage right now that they can't release of the resisting of the arrest and the original arrest.
It's in the car. Yeah, you see the fight going on.
So imagine when that sparks off. Imagine when round two of this sparks off in July or August. Then it's really going to be, you better be
armed up. And this changes the subject of COVID being a hoax. It changes the subject. I agree. So how do we bypass this, Cargill?
I don't know, but it's crazy how you have New York City, which was ground zero for COVID-19, and now you have people, you know, in thousands. When you looked at, you know, New York City last night, you would have thought it was New Year's Eve. There's so many people. In,
that's right.
In
Nobody's allowed to go out until this. And right. Now, oh, you're heroes.
Right, right, right.
It's, Alex, it's, remember, you had me on air, it was like 3 weeks ago, how I'm getting banned everywhere, attacked for organizing anti-lockdown riots. Now they're all promoting damn riots.
Right, right. What about social distancing? All that stuff they were talking about. You know, one to shut us down because of social
distancing. Well, let's just say this. The economy shutting down has already created death in the third world, depression here. And they want to just change the subject when the depression totally comes home into a race war.
But that's, but see, Alex, that's a formulaic thing that they've done, because think about it. How many people have been out of work for the last 3 months? How many of these riders haven't got a paycheck? Mm. Can't pay their rent?
It was all done on purpose. No, I mean, they were clearly getting the riding ready. We said that was coming next.
And so, see, and this
so
is
what you think mass shooting comes next? Well, I think attacks on infrastructure.
I think it's going to be both. But here's what we're not seeing done correctly. And I don't even know what the president can do. His hands are so tied in this deal. But look,
oh, yeah, folks are mad that he's in a bunker. That's where you run the command system.
Even, yeah.
The Trump's just staying out of this right now because what is he supposed to do? In fact, John is over there. He's mad at Trump, and I'm not blaming him. Bring him a wireless mic. Run the boom. What should Trump do, John? I'm not mad at you. I'm asking.
Somebody get John a mic. But here's what I think Trump needs to do.
If you don't get John a mic, I'm going to smash this video.
I'll answer that question first, Alex. Trump needs to go after the deep state running this whole damn thing. Obama needs to be behind bars.
No, I agree.
I'm sick of this damn thing.
I agree.
We don't arrest former presidents. He committed damn treason. They would kill Trump deader than a hammer tomorrow if they could. Why do we play games with these commies? I'm sorry, I'm sick.
No, that's it. You're right. We're in a war. We're not in a normal situation. And that's what it comes down to, is we've been brought into this. So you're going to get your
wireless mic. By the way, Obama, did you see Obama's new piece today?
No. What was it?
Obama wrote a new piece today, how we need more activism. We got to get back out in the streets.
Yeah, more community organizing, more New World Order. All right, let me just go to break here. We're going to do two more segments with you guys, and John is going to get
a microphone,
or he's fired. hey, seriously, though. We fund ourselves with the support you give us, and I really appreciate you. But I have people ask me all the time, they go, are your supplements real? We've got the highest grade krill oil anybody's got out there. And if you don't know what krill oil does, it's the strongest, most bioactive D3 with all these weird cofactors in these little baby krill. This is nothing. They smash thousands of them for every, you know, bottle. This is amazing. 60% off. We make almost nothing on that. Chill Force, 60% off. DNA Force Plus, never done this, 60% off. Living Defense Plus, flush out all those little unwanted visitors, 60% off. Turbo Force, 10-hour clean energy, 60% off. Superbell Vitality, 60% off. Haven't ever done that. Infowarsstore.com. It's not because we're not selling the products. We'd sell these the next few months. I'm gut level. Think things are so bad. Just get your orders in. We ship the next day. I've got articles here out of CNBC about unsold truffles tell tale of 3.4 trillion food chain lock, where almost all the food is rotting around the world. You see this graph? It's down over 90%. Yeah, you should get storable food right now at InfoWarsStore.com as well. They have instituted Armageddon financially. And we have had it so good so long that it's kind of like you've got a tenth of a tank and you got to drive 50 miles. You're like, oh, I'll get there. And all of a sudden your engine goes, bruh, bruh, bruh. The engine is running out, folks. We didn't make it. Okay, so it's a crash landing. And all I'm telling you is get your storable foods, get your supplements, get your water filtration. If you want to wear an InfoWars shirt during the revolution, I'm not sure in 3-4 months we're going to be here for you to get this. I mean, definitely, I'll be sending emergency videos to everybody that signed up for the free email at InfoWars.com/newsletter. But seriously, that's the only way you're going to be able to talk to us. This is total end of days insanity. This is the New World Order's major move. This is like nothing before you've seen. You need to get your storable foods now. You need to get the supplements 60% off now. We're probably going to beat this. We're probably going to turn the corner. I give it about a 60% chance we're going to win. And then we're still in a bad situation. We'll be back with our guest. Stay with us.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at gcnlife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.